Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Back and forth. Oh, he broke his ankle.
Throws. It is caught. Touchdown.
Drops back to throw. It's picked off. Touchdown.
Back and snap. Under pressure. Ball is through.
This is the Mean Gene Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
If this place looks familiar, well, then you know what? It should look familiar because we are back once again at Kristen's Tailgate, Midtown, Houston, Texas, getting ready for NFL Division Around playoffs. And oh my God, guess who showed up? I am not here by myself. He came out of nowhere. Welcome to the show, my co-host from the coach's quarters, Jacob Meadows.
What is up, Gene? I miss being here. It has been an awful layoff being, you know, elsewhere. I did get a new job. It has been absorbing me on Sundays, but I made it work today, and we are back, baby. I am excited to be here. There are Bills fans as far as the eye can see in this bar, and I love it.
Yeah, this bar is getting packed, and there's one reason why we strategically set this show for this hour, folks. Thank all of you for joining us here for this two-hour show, the Mean Gene Show, because, like Jacob said, there's a lot of Bills fans here, and there's no way we could have done this show with the Bills and Ravens game, so this is the best time. But let us go ahead and say hello to our man back in the studio, AJ.
Yes, sir. What's up, guys?
What's going on, my man?
Not much. I kind of hate that the Commanders won, but I'm also kind of happy the Lions lost because their fans need to get humbled for sure.
Well, look here. I tell you what, we cannot wait to get into all of the action that took place this weekend, including the game that's taking place right now. We are right in the middle of the L.A. Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles division around here. That score, 13-10, 7 minutes left to go before the half. But we got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, including Jacob. Oh, my goodness. It is a sad day in the city of Houston because our Texans lost that game yesterday, and we're going to get all into it. It was a terrible game to watch, and I can just imagine how those guys are feeling, but I wonder what those refs got paid. We can say it, damn it.
Yeah, right. I wonder how much they're pocketing off of that because, you know, there was a lot of stolen momentum in that first half via the officials. And, you know, I'm glad that somebody can say it on air because, man, I know the media pundits can't, but it was a travesty to watch.
It really was, folks. So, once again, we are at 2000 Bagby Street in Midtown Houston for some great food and football today. If you are driving around looking for a place to come and watch this game, you still got a whole lot of game left here in this Rams Eagles divisional round, but the big game tonight, folks. Me and Jacob, we're going to be sitting here. We're going to be eating some of these good old hamburgers they got here. If you know anything about this place, Kristen's Tailgate, okay, there's several of them all around the,
city.
They are known for their hamburgers. Just their signature hamburgers. I mean, we're looking at all this food here now. We can't even touch it. AJ saw me suffer last week. I had some catfish to the side, man. I had to sneak and go eat it, man. My stomach was growling, AJ.
I went to Christian's Tailgate yesterday off of Kirby, so I love going there.
So you already know what we're talking about here. So, Jacob, they got catfish. They got hot wings. You name it, man. These Bills fans are getting ready. You see what
they are, yeah.
They're getting ready for this big game here. So, as we mentioned, we're going to recap yesterday's disappointing Texans loss to the Chiefs and the colossal collapse of the Detroit Lions,
man,
at Ford Field.
It was a heartbreaker for the Lions and all the Lions fans. I mean, you can you can say what you will about them, right? They do have more people on IR than any other team in the league, but what a monumental collapse. Shout out AJ for the Commanders being the greatest young team in the NFL. I love that for you and for your division. So that was an incredible game to watch on both sides. The collapse sucked. But there are young teams on the rise in the NFL, and we are watching it in real time as they are improving before our eyes.
With exciting quarterbacks. I tell you what, man, these quarterbacks that made the playoffs, including these two guys that are playing right now, you know, these guys know something about Super Bowls. I mean, we got two quarterbacks here. Well, one has won a Super Bowl. Hurts been to a Super Bowl. I mean, this is probably the deepest experience that, you know, we've seen in a while in these playoffs, with the exception of the Washington Commanders. Will somebody tell them they are not supposed to be here? Who the hell is going to tell them?
I hope nobody tells him that. I am loving Jaden Daniels shredding people left and right. There's a reason he won the Heisman. There's a reason that he went so high in the draft. The fact that Chicago took Caleb Williams over him was nuts, and Jaden is putting everybody on watch that he really was the best player in last year's draft.
AJ, this is some of the most exciting football. Look, I knew when Washington went down there and scored with ease, and everything you hear about this guy, his poise, and he just – You could. It's like he's been here before.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's an impressive young quarterback, and just to have his team already in the NFC Championship game, already having two playoff wins, like it's crazy. We thought C.J. Stroud had the greatest rookie year of all time last year. This is literally way higher of a level. Like, bro, he's one game away from being in the Super Bowl as a rookie. Like, that's crazy. You can't. I don't care what any Washington Commanders fan says. They didn't imagine any type of close success in this season. So it's just a dream for them for sure. But it's happening in reality.
And it's got to be tough for you, AJ, just like Jacob said.
I mean, I like Jacob.
This guy's
going to
be around for a long time.
Yeah, because it's the Commanders. But also, like I said, the Lions, I mean, their fans got a little cocky. I know you remember when they played against the Cowboys, they had the linemen, you know, doing all that. And you said it might come back on them. And, hey, it did. So.
Jacob, yes.
Did you just – I knew Detroit might be in some trouble when they just went down there and they scored with ease. Did you figure it was going to be a high-scoring game the way it ended up being?
You know, I didn't think there'd be 52 points scored in the first half. I did think there'd be a lot of points scored, but I didn't think it would be at the volume that it was actually scored. It was, 31-21 in the first half, and that was bonkers. I didn't expect that by any means. And, I mean, if you take away the turnovers, right, Jared Goff kind of morphed into the L.A. Rams, Jared Goff, that's how he ended up in Detroit in the first place. And you take those away, the game looks completely different. But that Washington defense was swarming that ball last night. And, I mean, just a couple of misplaced balls, and that was it. The Commanders took advantage of every opportunity they got, and they capitalized almost every time. And they deserve to be here, and it is a beautiful thing to see.
This is why you have – people should have seen this coming when you just mentioned defense. Well, you know, Dan Quinn is one of those guys. He's been a head coach before, but everyone knows that he is a defensive genius. Mm-hmm. What did he do to take care of the offense? He went and got another offensive-minded genius,
Cliff Kingsbury,
to work with a young quarterback. I mean, this was a good ingredient. I mean, this is just, I mean, you know, shame on us for not seeing this coming, but man, I just don't know how the hell a rookie quarterback gets into the NFC Championship game, but this is not unfamiliar territory for Dan Quinn.
No, not at all. You know, one of the cool trends that they're bucking right now is Washington had a lot of free agent signings, and a lot of times when you bring in a lot of guys from outside of the organization, it takes time to develop chemistry, and you really lose a lot of that luster that a team can get when they build together. But you bring in a Frankie Louvu, you bring in a Bobby Wagner, you bring in an Austin Eckler, and you bring in all of these guys, Jeremy Chinn at safety, and they are explosive. They've bought into Dan Quinn's system, and there is a reason that they're going to the conference championship, and that is it. They have been able to build together in one season. Everybody likes ELE, right? Everybody love everybody. Will Ferrell said that on Semi-Pro, and it rings true. And they're doing it. Dan Quinn has built the perfect system for the players that he has brought in, and everything has jived with the carryovers. And it's worth noting, Cliff Kingsbury is the best offensive coordinator in the NFL this year, and it shows.
Say it. I'll tell you what, we're going to break it down even more. And we're just getting started here, folks. Once again, it's the Mean Gene Show. with Jacob Meadows. Our producer, AJ, is back in the studio. I know AJ, man. We have to get you out for one of these, man. We just hate having all this fun. And you know, we want to get you to come out here. But you did come out here. What did you eat the other day? Did you have a burger?
No, I'm going to try their burgers one day. I still haven't had it, but I had their chicken tender wrap, some mashed potatoes, and then, like, their bowl of nuggets. It was pretty good. Usually when I go there, like, I get some different things, like their wings, their jalapeno mac and cheese, just a lot of different stuff. But, yeah, they have a lot of good stuff.
It's good food all over the place, folks. Like I said, if you're looking for a place, you're driving around town, you know, look, this is probably the last day that you can actually drive around town because according to all the weathermen.
Snow,
town,
baby.
We're getting snow. What the hell is going on? Snow in Houston? Not just snow, but 3 to 6 inches. Please say it ain't so. And when did a storm come from the Gulf of Mexico, a winter storm? What the hell is going on, Jacob?
It's global warming, Gene. That's got to be what it is. It's global warming. The globe's warming up. It's getting colder outside in Texas. It is a crazy time to be alive.
It's more than crazy, but I tell you what, it's a great time to be an NFL fan. And look, we're going to talk about this a little bit later. If your team is not in the playoffs and you one of those sour guys or girls that just says, I'm not watching any more football, then you know what? Then just don't watch anymore. You have to be a fan of this game to appreciate what's going on. There's some great football going on. Look, my team is not in this thing. Jacob, your team is not in it. AJ, okay, never mind.
Hold on now. You didn't have to say it like that. You could have just said the same thing like you and Jacob. Just, they're not in it.
You know I had to go there, AJ. I tell you what, folks. Look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get break down this Texans game, what's next for the Texans, talk a little bit more about the officiating or lack of whatever. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show live at Christmas Tailgate, Midtown Houston on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 97.5.
You know you don't have to wear your PT gear anymore, right?
It's comfortable.
So how's civilian life treating you?
It's fine.
When I got out, I didn't want to admit that there was anything wrong because I felt like a failure. And then I realized, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of. So I started talking to someone. Maybe you are fine, but if you're not, it's okay.
Thank you.
If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up and that frog will boil. As veterans, we can tell ourselves the lie that it's easier to stay in that boiling water, to disconnect. But you've never been interested in easy. You are not a frog.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice. But now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks, we are back once again. Jacob Meadows, Mean Gene. We are at Christian's Tailgate in Midtown Houston. That is 2000 Bagby Street. If you're driving around looking for a place to come hang out. Big time Bills Ravens game tonight. That's where I can't believe we're in Houston and there are a ton of Buffalo Bills fans here. So you know this place is going to get crazy here in about another hour and a half.
definitely think the Bills are going to win. I think all these people are going to be real happy. Most of them are going to be real drunk. It's going to be a great party here at Christian's Tailgate.
It's going to be a crazy party here. So, look, we were here last week. We're here this week. And I tell you what, the staff here has just been so wonderful and have just gone out of their way to accommodate us. But, look, let's get more into the Houston Texans, Kansas City Chiefs, okay? Yesterday, I mean, everyone knew it was going to be a tall order. And I think yesterday what we saw, or at least what I saw, and I know you did too, Jacob, is that, man, the officiating, I mean, sometimes things are just so obvious. And it was just one of those games, and sometimes, you know, they can just take you out of the game. But before we talk about, you know, the officiating, let's talk about some of the things that the Texans did wrong. And let's talk about the kickoff.
The kick returner, the dude came and shoved the coach in the beginning.
Can we just talk about that for a minute?
So he released a presser. He released an apology earlier this morning stating that, hey, you know, it was nothing bad, right? He's like, I got caught up in my emotions. He didn't realize there was a flag on the play. So he forced the fumble, right? Boyd forced the fumble. So he came back, and it was one of those things where he shoved his coach, you know, because he was hyped up. He was like, yeah, we did it. We're here. Like, we're about to knock the Chiefs off. Like, got real into it. And then there was a flag, and then it didn't, you know, it was a lot all at once.
And that's what I gathered too, folks. We're talking about Chris Boyd, you know, call it a meltdown, or I'd like to refer to it as just one of those heat of the moments. I like the way D'Amico Ryans handled that, and special team coach Frank Ross. I mean, you know, this is part of the game. That is just not indicative of a Houston Texans team.
No.
I mean, it was the, you know, the I tell you what, so we have a soundbite from D'Amico Ryans. Let's go ahead and listen to the coach.
We knew going into this game, man, it was us versus everybody. When I say everybody, it's everybody, all the whatever. Everybody, the naysayers, the doubt, right? Everybody.
Well, I tell you what, I like how he elaborated on everybody. I think we kind of know what he's talking about. I mean, he's not going to come out and attack the referees. That's just not what he does.
Oh, well, that he doesn't get paid enough to do that, and, right? They hit him right in the pocket.
And that is a fine, so I like the way he did it. Everybody, the elements, the fans, and the officiating. And I think Coach Ryans is smart enough to know that, look here, guys, you know, you already know you got one enemy out there, and that's the Zebras, right? And so you got the team. Come on now. Let's, you know, we've been here before. But I tell you what, though, let's talk about the kicking. I mean, Fairbairn, this guy has just really been on point all season. What happened yesterday?
He, on the money all year. You know, he's been all money since he got hurt. Agumba Wale was kicking kicks for us. And then Fairbairn came back, and he has been just a constant for us. And I think a mixture of, I mean, the wind was whipping, right? They were in Kansas City. It was colder than hell outside. And I think it really just got to him. But you can't miss two field goals and an extra point. I mean, you have those 7 points. The Texans lost 23-14. You have those 7 points, and all of a sudden, you're driving for a field goal at the end of this game to put her away. And, you know, I don't care what anybody has to say about the officials stealing momentum. You know, I was cheering against the refs all game, right? That first half was brutal watching them just steal drives out from under Houston. But at the end of the day, you have to execute. You have to do your job. The one person that the refs can't actually work against is the kicker. And Fairbairn missed. Fairbairn missed two field goals that were very makeable, especially against his season average and length. And then he missed an extra point that was not blocked. I mean, granted, the last field goal was blocked.
It was blocked, yeah.
But there's nothing you can do. When you're not executing at a high level in the playoffs, you're not going to win. And at the end of the day, that is what happened. I mean, it did kind of look like the Texans kind of gave up there at the end. How could you not, though, right? Like, you have the two rough and the passer penalties in the first half that stole momentum out from the hands of Houston. Kansas City gets the momentum. Kansas City turns that into, I believe, 10 total points. But the penalties also didn't make us give 117 yards up to Travis Kelce, right?
That's true.
The penalties also didn't keep us from stopping the run game in the moments that mattered. I mean, Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, neither of them had a terrific game. But when it mattered the most, especially there at the fourth quarter when the Texans were staging a comeback, they couldn't do anything to stop them.
Yeah.
And that's that's indicative of how the game went. I mean, Houston needs to improve on certain things. Do I think that Houston probably wins if Kansas City's not in the refs' pockets in the first half? Yeah, I do absolutely think that Houston was the better team. That's why they led in every major statistical category and still took an L last night. But at the end of the day, professionals are going to have to play at a professional level. And when you make as many mistakes, CJ Stroud got sacked 8 times. The refs didn't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The line couldn't block. You know, they were about as effective as a wet paper bag. So there are issues that Houston has that can be corrected that would lead to the same outcome not happening again, Gene.
And look here, I'll tell you what. I mean, the body language from the kicker, the team, it's almost like you're just letting the air out of the balloon slowly. You could kind of see that. But now I do like what Will Anderson said. You know, he wasn't impressed with the officiating. But he said, you know what, you know, when the ref's against you, you just got to keep it going. You got to keep it going. And I think they did the best that they could do. And it was funny, too. You mentioned statistically, man, they were like, you know, they were covering grounds that teams that don't cover in the playoffs. So you would think that, man, it looked like they had a chance to win this game here. And then you just slowly... You know, it just starts seeping away from us, slipping away from us.
It's worth noting that the defense played fantastic, right? There was only one wide receiver for the Chiefs that caught the ball, period. There was only one. It was Xavier Worthy out of the University of Texas. Their entire offense was Travis Kelce. Their run averages were terrible. You know, combined, Pacheco and Hunt didn't have over 100 rush yards. It literally was just Travis Kelce, and there were multiple times because in the presser that we had a clip from the D'Amico Ryan statement, right? He also stated that there were multiple times that they had people out of position. You know, Bullock, the rookie safety, he was out of position on the big Travis Kelce touchdown that ended up really burying the dagger into us. And there were so many times where Travis Kelce was just left uncovered. You know, he's 10 yards down the field. This is a dude that's a Hall of Fame tight end, and there was nobody within 10 yards of him. So, like, it was one of those things where when you really take a look at it, like, the defense played phenomenally, right? We put pressure on Patrick Mahomes, although you can't get too close to him or it's a flag. And we covered every wide receiver perfect. Sting and Lazarus were fantastic. It just, there were small mistakes that led to a greater problem in the end, and that was a lot of what we were seeing.
Okay, so it's the second straight year the Texans season ended in divisional round of the playoffs. What is it going to take for this team to get over the hump? Things change in the NFL, which, you know, it stands for not for long. Okay, other teams, the AFC is just completely stacked. So we talked about, you know, we saw what C.J. Stroud did. And, I you know, look, I know Texans fans wish that, you know, he would have had the type of year, his rookie year, that Jaden Daniels is having. You know, I mean, all of that just came together pretty fast. But this team is still good.
Yes.
And I think what we need to know now is, like, what's next for this team? What, you know, who's under contract? Who's coming back? What? Because you got to be careful with the changes you make because you could be
– big,
you
know, contracts on the way
out. You got the Broncos. You know, the AFC is really stacking up to be very competitive.
Yes. So – I mean, to a point, right, from an outsider's perspective, I can give you a little bit. You cut Shaq Mason, the right guard. You swing Titus Howard into the guard position. And then you draft or bring in a veteran tackle that can shore up that offensive line. And that should fix a lot of your O-line problems. And then, you know, at the end of the day, we're missing Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs in the wide receiving core. We were weak there. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Xavier Hutchinson or John Mechie. But that's not it, right? So you re-sign Stephon Diggs. He has expressed interest in coming back. So you bring back Diggs.
Yeah.
And then you reach out around the league and you try to find another receiver. You can draft another receiver, but that's never a sure shot. You really should so if they could swing a trade for maybe a Darius Slayton out of the Giants, right? You do that. You re-sign Stephon Diggs and you run it back with your current group. You draft a running back to be behind Joe Mixon. I like Damian Pierce, and I've stood by his side since he was drafted. But realistically, I mean, he could be a better RB2, right? So you could do that. So then your O-line is fixed. Your wide receiver core is a little bit stronger. You have Cade Stover, who went on the IR right before the game with KC. He'll be back. C.J. Stroud loves Cade Stover. And then outside of that, you need another safety, right? Jimmy Ward's an amazing NFL safety. very unreliable when it comes to health, right? So you bring in another safety outside of Bullock. You get Petrie back, who's also on the shelf on IR. So, you know, you get those positions back, you're good to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I like that you mentioned the offensive line, because C.J. Stroud was sacked 52 times this season.
Second most in the league, Gene.
That right there cannot happen. And if you're wondering why he didn't have the stellar year that he had of his rookie year, well, there you go. Okay, you just can't spend, you know, 52 times on your backside, okay? But now, you mentioned some of these players' positions that they need. Looking at the 2025 draft, you know, they got six picks in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they're in a position to cover all of their needs. We're not even talking free agency.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, they got a first round, second round, third round. They got that fifth round from Buffalo from the Diggs trade. So then they got a seventh round pick. So they could pretty much cover every need that you just mentioned, which is something that they're going to really have to do here. And but I tell you what, you know, this is not the panic, you know, button. You know, you're not going to panic. We're going to talk about a team later on in the show, this Detroit Lions team. You know, the window of opportunity, me and Dustin Pfeiffer, we talk about it a lot on the Sports King show. The window opens and closes real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're good today. You maybe not as great or, you know, tomorrow, because things change. So I still think that as far as the AFC South goes, they're gonna rule the AFC South.
Yes.
You already know what's going to be happening in Jacksonville. They're starting all over again. Tennessee, they're probably going to be starting all over again. So, you know, the Colts is probably the one worry that you're going to have to really worry about. But I still see this as being a Houston Texans division. So, look, we are at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to continue on. Plus, we got a halftime score from the division around between the Rams and the Eagles. It's the Mean Gene Show live at Christian's Tailgate on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
ESPN 97.5.
Monument Chevrolet has been a trusted dealer in the community for 50 years, and in honor of that trust, they're cutting prices across their entire inventory and extending their 50th anniversary sale until January 31st. Take advantage of their exceptional low prices on new Chevy vehicles, as well as their wide selection of pre-owned inventory. Go visit and experience the service that has kept customers coming back for 50 years. Head to Monument Chevrolet in Pasadena at Beltway 8 and 225, or start shopping online at monumentchevrolet.com. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This Saturday, J Bar and Barbecue is the place to be. It's the home of the Free Walls Mural Festival. Join Donkey Boy and other local artists for a fun-filled day celebrating the vibrant heart of Edo. Visit the Good Market, enjoy the car shows, and feast on world-class Texas barbecue. J Bar M's famous brisket, house-made sausage, along with $15 buckets of beer and $2 well drinks. Don't miss the Free Walls Mural Festival this Saturday at J Bar and Barbecue, located at 2201 Leland in the heart of Edo.
Experience the fusion of luxury and sport at the Perfect Round, your go-to destination for golf simulation and exquisite cocktails in the greater Houston area. With locations in Fulshear, Conroe, and Sugarland, our indoor golf bar elevates your golfing experience with cutting-edge technology and a vibrant cocktail bar scene. Ideal for a night out with friends, casual fun, or corporate events, our venues promise an unforgettable experience. Join us and see why the Perfect Round is revolutionizing the way Houston plays indoor golf. For more information, including our hours, cocktail bar menus, and reservations, please visit our website at theperfectroundgolf.com.
It's an incredible time of year to enjoy all things Surfside Beach, Texas, just an hour south of Houston. The fishing is bountiful, the surfing is rad, and the beaches are serene. Enjoy a casual walk on the jetties, bird watching, eating fresh seafood, or simply putting your toes in the sand. Extend your visit at one of our cozy hotels, RV parks, or beach house rentals. Download the app for all the what's, where's, and when's at Surfside Beach. Also, find us at SurfsideTX.org.
You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All righty, folks, we are getting it in here on a divisional round playoff Sunday here at Christian's Tailgate. Midtown Houston. There's so many of these locations. I heard you almost went to the wrong one. Where the hell were you going?
I sure did. Yeah, I'm driving around.
Were you going to Kirby?
I sure was. I was going to Kirby. You know, I don't know Houston very well. I'm driving in circles out here. I had to parallel park, which freaked out everybody around me because I grew up in a small country town, and it wasn't even something that you did.
AJ. Wah, wah, wah. You hear all this mess. We should have let him go over to Kirby.
Not everybody's fancy like y'all.
Nah, I feel him, though. It's hard to, and sometimes in Houston, especially when you get lost, man.
Yeah, man, it's a jungle out here.
Right.
You know what? Pick your favorite Christian's tailgate. I cannot say which one is my favorite because I really do like this one here. They all have their own different vibe. So we're sitting here now. And this is probably like 95% Bills fans. I don't see one Ravens fan in there. You know why? Because the Ravens fans are gathering at the Height Christian's tailgate. So it's one reason why I love this city so much is because it's diverse in so many ways. You know, you can be all over. It's not like Dallas where if you're not a fan of the Cowboys, you're not welcome nowhere in Dallas.
Just not inclusive down there in Dallas.
But you come here, you can be a fan of any team you want. And look, they have their own bar. It's not like they rented this place out. They just showed up. I mean, they are here, you know. But that game is going to be great here. Real quick, just to kind of put a little closure to the game yesterday. Look, we're not making excuses, but we are definitely going to call out the obvious. If the referee screwed up, they did. However, the former senior vice president of officiating with the NFL,
Dean Blandino,
he said that those two controversial personal foul penalties on Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes in the divisional round were correct calls, okay? You know, I mean, say what you will. It just needs to be noted that we didn't appreciate it, okay? And you have to just keep calling it out because, you get anywhere close to Patrick Mahomes. If you say good evening, how you doing, Mr. Mahomes, it's a flag.
You can't breathe on the man.
And it's not just because the Texans lost yesterday. We say that with every team that plays.
Yeah, there's been games all year long, not against Houston, where it was the same nonsense,
yeah,
right?
You know, people talk to the Raiders. Talk to a lot of teams that played them this year, and it was pretty much the same thing. But anyway, we're going to move on. And let's talk about the game last night between the Washington Commanders and the Detroit Lions. Look, there's a reason why you want the number one seed. And the number one seed is so important. Now, you're wondering, like, man, how does a team make it to the NFC Championship game, you know, a year, previous year, and get beat in the first round? You know, were they not prepared? What did they do? I mean, it's tough. It's really tough. And I tell you one reason why I respect the hell out of Dan Campbell, because I know it was tough to do that presser last night.
Yeah, you could see it in his eyes.
This guy, he shed tears. I mean, you can hear it in his voice. That guy is, that's a man's man.
It is, and he's a football guy. Like, Dan Campbell gets it. Dan Campbell's everything that you want in your head coach for any NFL team. It just works the best for Detroit because they have just been so mediocre for so long, and he has brought a culture to that team that they've never necessarily known before. Even, you know, they had the greats, Barry Sanders, Megatron, right? Like, they've had the talent. They had a great quarterback named Matthew Stafford for many years that's actually playing right now. But they never had the culture, and that's why they didn't win games. And Dan Campbell has brought in this culture, and there are a handful of excuses you can make for why they lost this game, and I will die on the hill that those are the reason why, because that man will win a Super Bowl before he loses his job as head coach of the Detroit Lions.
I hope he does. And I, Detroit is one of those teams that, and folks, it's halftime, by the way. That's why the Earth, Wind & Fire music is playing in the background there. I don't know if you can hear that, AJ, but, you know, I kind of want to jam a little bit. You can hear it? Okay. So anyway, it's 13-10. The Philadelphia Eagles are up by 3. This is a very close game. What's going to happen in the second half before these guys get back on the field? Can Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, and the Philadelphia Eagles defense, can they take it to the NFC Championship game?
I don't think they can, Gene. I don't think they can. I took the Rams and the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, and I'm going to stand on that hill until someone pushes me off of it. I think the Rams stage a great second-half comeback. I think Matt Stafford's the better pure passer of the two. I think he's got more weapons at his disposal right now. I think they're both good at playing in cold weather. I think it's more of an experience thing. I think the Rams have a better defense, and I have a small amount of bias because I did take the Rams to make it to the bowl as a wild card.
So you invested here.
Yes.
So here's the thing, though, because this is 2 weeks in a row now where we have seen a slow offensive start here by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
You know, Barkley comes to the rescue as always. So I'm still seeing the offense struggle just a little bit here. The Rams are good. Everyone said that this was the team that you didn't want to play. Now it's really the Washington Commanders is the team that you don't want to play. But I don't know. I mean, I think what I did see, because, you know, we were setting up here for the show, it looked like that crowd is tuned in. They're not going to let them lose this game. Everyone saw what happened last night in Detroit. I think the Eagles are going to pull this one out. I picked them to win. I think they're going to get there.
You know, there's not any arguments that you can make. Like, both of these teams are good, right? They both have their niches. The only reason that I even picked against the Philadelphia Eagles is because Jalen Hurts was injured going into the playoffs, and I think that that's going to affect him. That's why his passing numbers aren't great, right? Like, they've had issues in their passing game going up to this point. So I do think that the Rams are a more balanced team. But, I mean, honestly, either of these teams makes it. They both deserve it. Right, Nick Sirianni's done a great job in Philadelphia this year. It's a far cry from what they had last year where they had new coordinators and there was no – it just wasn't a functional group. They collapsed the second half of the season. Like, that is not the Philadelphia Eagles that we have today. And,
Hurts and Barkley are running. They're getting it done on the ground.
They sure are. And you know what? If the MVP went to a non-quarterback, the only person that should be in that running is Saquon Barkley. It should be Saquon across the board, and it shouldn't even be competitive. If it's not a quarterback, it's Saquon.
I know. I tell you what. So they're getting ready to kick off. Let's go back last night and recap a little bit of what happened at Ford Field. In case you didn't know, you were not watching or paying attention, let me just tell you what happened. Jaden Daniels threw for two touchdowns. And who's that rookie? Mike S. Okay, had two interceptions. And they put on a performance for the ages last night by beating the Detroit Lions, the number one seed in the NFC, 45-31. And believe me, there were times when it really wasn't close. And Jared Goff, it was just heartbreaking to see him struggle and have the game that he had last night. And this is what, now a couple of weeks in a row, we have seen two quarterbacks struggle. We saw Sam Donald struggle. And everyone remembers what the old Jared Goff was. That was the L.A. Rams Jared Goff, the one that they didn't appreciate. And man, I tell you what, I really felt for that team. I don't know. And Dan Campbell gave credit to the Washington Commanders. But, man, they took advantage of every play, everything. They were ready to play. You could not tell them that they were on the road last night.
No,
you
couldn't.
They didn't play like it.
Not even remotely. I will say, and it's worth noting just to tie it into the Texans game, if Jared Goff got one of the roughing calls that Patrick Mahomes got, this game probably does look a little different. Jared Goff got beat to piss last night.
He did.
Was getting absolutely meleeed every single chance he got. Every time he turned around, he was getting smacked into the ground, and the refs just looked the other way for it. And there were a handful of times where it looked like it should have been penalized.
Yeah.
Jared Goff played a terrible game. Like you said, Jared Goff looked like the Rams Jared Goff. He did not look good. He did not look poised. He looked scared. He was pissing down his leg. This Commanders team was something I don't think that they expected to be so good, which is a testament to Dan Quinn. Shout out to you, AJ. Thank you for giving him away.
And look here, I don't know how much time Detroit had to kind of, you know, look at film here. You know, I didn't even expect the Commanders to be here. I had Tampa Bay winning in the wild card round. So you're starting to see this here. I mean, this is uncharted territory almost, you know, to have a rookie come out there and play the way he did and the play calling. I mean, this team is going to be around. Now, we'll see, you know, who they're going to play here next week. However, now, you know, if the Rams were to win tonight and knock off the Eagles, then the NFC Championship game would be in SoFi. So, because they were division winners.
Yep.
So, we're going to see how this goes. I mean, there's a lot of snow on the field right now. Rams got the ball. They're driving 13-10 here. The Eagles are winning. But as far as the Washington Commanders, man, I tell you what, they were a 9.5-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
How do you win by 14?
You know, sometimes it's beginner's luck, right? Jaden Daniels is a rookie in the league. You sell it like he has no experience in the playoffs. He's never been to anything similar. I don't care what you say about college football. Nothing's going to be similar to the NFL playoffs. That's the reason it's professional football. And, you know, nobody could have accounted for the fact that Jaden Daniels was going to play like a 14-year vet. Nobody could have known. Plus, he is one heck of a dual-threat quarterback. He is great on his legs. He knows when to give up on the play. He knows when to run out of bounds. He knows when not to take a hit. And I think that that helps that team more than anything. That he has two incredible running backs in Brian Thomas, or Brian Robinson, and then also Austin Eckler. And, I mean, he makes a pretty – if you look at it on paper, he makes a pretty mediocre wide receiver crew look good outside of Scary Terry, who has been underrated his entire career. But Dyami Brown was his leading receiver.
Yeah.
So there's like – how do you – you can't game plan around the fact that their wide receiver two slash wide receiver three is going to come out and torch you.
And I've been seeing a lot of this. You know, I mean, you can game plan and scout, but, you know, that's why they got, what, 52 men on the roster, 53 mm-hmm. men on the roster. So any one of them on any given Sunday or Saturday could get you. And, man, just amazing what this rookie is doing. And but I want to go back to Jared Goff again. Okay, so look, four turnovers, three interceptions and a strip sack. Not his best. I just like how Dan Campbell, he never, ever, ever, ever throws his players under the bus.
No.
He feels for all of those guys because he knows the hard work that they put in from training camp to, you know, to last night. And I think America kind of was rooting for the Detroit Lions because they wanted to see them finally get in there. But look, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the first hour here. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show with Jacob Meadows. AJ hanging out at the studio. We're on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, now you're branching out into concrete. What's going on?
Yes, so we can do your patios, we can do your driveways, we can do your sidewalks. And not just concrete, but we can stain it, we can stamp it, we can give you that curb appeal that gives you so much added value to your home.
So you get your patio furniture done and you get the patio put in as well.
Yeah, let's make your backyard look like Pinterest.
Let's get to the patio furniture. We're not going to be sitting out nearly as much now as we are in the spring and in the summer. So let's get it done now.
Yeah, because you don't want to do it when everyone else is doing it. You want to do it now with a quicker turnaround time.
How about free pickup and delivery?
Oh, you know we'd have to do that.
Anywhere, right?
We go anywhere from Conroe to Galveston, from Fulshear to Baytown.
I don't know if I need new patio furniture. How will I know?
So we would recommend emailing us your photos at sales@houstoncoaters.com, and then we can determine if it's best to go ahead and get it coated or if we need to scrap it.
That's Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters, 281-676-3888 or houstonpowdercoaters.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text Hefty to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text HEFTY to 42424. That's Hefty to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. Did you know that Taqueria Sarandas now have sports bars inside several of the Houston locations? That's been going on for a little bit. That's right, my favorite Mexican restaurant, also my favorite spot to catch games. Aranda Sports Bars offer a full bar, incredible drink specials, several televisions so you can watch your favorite games, authentic Mexican bites, and they are open late. And all this just to make sure Houston sports fans never miss a play. Get to your nearest Aranda's location and enjoy enjoy one heck of a great time with great food, unbeatable game day experience in one location.
You know you don't have to wear your PT gear anymore, right?
It's comfortable.
So how's civilian life treating you?
It's fine.
When I got out, I didn't want to admit that there was anything wrong because I felt like a failure. And then I realized, like, there's nothing to be ashamed of. So I started talking to someone. Maybe you are fine. But if you're not, it's okay.
Thank you.
If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
I'm pushing it back.
All right, folks, we are back once again. As Jacob is trying to slide our table on the floor.
I'm gaining too much weight. I'm moving forward with the table.
If it goes, all of our equipment goes with it. So, AJ, you'll be doing the second hour by yourself. All right, once again, first hour of the Mean Gene Show is almost in the books. During the commercial, we did find one Philadelphia Eagles fan amongst the 300 Buffalo Bills fans in here. And he's just walking around quiet because, you know, he's just like, okay, all right, okay. I told all my buddies where I was going to be at. I think all his friends showed up at some other bar.
Well, so he also lifted up his Eagles jacket. He has a Bills shirt underneath, so he's repping two teams today. He's double dipping, and he picked the right place to be with the shirt underneath. So,
so he's getting ready to abandon the Eagles. And
move on.
Do a little Batman thing here. Okay, well, all right. Anyway, this game is getting interesting. So third quarter, no score change, 13-10. Eagles are winning, and there's snow on the field. Where is it snowing right now? I don't see any snow falling.
It looks like the snow has calmed down a little bit.
You know, we talked earlier about, you know, these Super Bowl quarterbacks, mm-hmm. the experience of this. You know, these teams this late in the postseason, anybody can win.
Yes.
Now, I just think, you know, with the exception of last night, man, you're talking about an anomaly. That wasn't supposed to happen. But when you look at what's going on, you got two stellar quarterbacks going to be playing here in this next game. You got two, you know, Super Bowl appearing quarterbacks playing now, man. These games are going to get tight. You know, like
yes,
tighter.
this is going to be one of those games that's probably going to go down to the brink. You're not going to have like a 13 point separation going into the final 4 minutes of the game. This is one that's going to be a real close hug all the way up until the end of it. What a catch by Cooper Kupp.
I tell you what, you know, the one thing I like about look at the coaches here too. I know Nick Sirianni still does not get a lot of respect. But Sean McVay does. Sean McVay is still one of the youngest coaches in the NFL.
Yes.
It just don't seem like it. You know, you remember that he did take the Rams to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brings them back and they beat the Bengals. So this guy knows something about football. So would not be surprised if they take the lead here on this drive. And we're going to see the Eagles play from behind.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting, right, with that run-first mentality. Wow, there you go, Kyren Williams. But with that run-first mentality, it's going to be weird to see what the Eagles are able to do because Matt Stafford's launching bombs down the field right now. He missed one and then connected with Cooper Kupp on the second back-to-back. And it's a beautiful thing to see, and that's why I took the Rams, because Matty Stafford is a wizard with the ball in his hands, and it's no offense to Jalen Hurts. I love and I respect his game. I just think at the end of the day, you want the quarterback that's able to really launch it. And I would take Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua over any other wide receiver tandem in the playoffs right now. So,
yeah, me and Dustin Pfeiffer, we both chose the Rams, too. As a matter of fact, folks, in the bottom of the second hour, Dustin Pfeiffer from FanDuel Sports Southeast, he's also a member of the Sports King, will come on and kind of break down this game. It definitely will be over by that time, I think. But anyway, we both picked the Rams because, man, it's just the experience factor. Look, here's a team that plays in Southern California. And, you know, I mean, you don't get snow in these type of conditions out there. But and even when Matthew Stafford played in Detroit, he played in a dome.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all experience is what you're seeing right now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It sure is. And there are miscues, but both teams are screwing up, right? There's, if you take one look at the field, you realize how just absolutely brutal these conditions would be to play in. You know, I played ball in Texas.
In short sleeves, man. No sleeves.
Oh, it's warm in here. Oh, you're talking on there. Well, yeah. You know, you're moving. When you're starting, you're moving, your body stays warm. I never played in snow, but I tell you what, I played in like 25-degree weather, and that sucked. So this, I could only imagine that playing in ice would be significantly worse.
AJ, do you agree that the experience factor here, when you just sort of, you know, besides Patrick Mahomes in these playoffs, the next experience factor is going to be Stafford and Sean McVay?
Yeah, for sure, I agree. And especially the rapport they have with one another, I think that really means a lot. And they've won a Super Bowl together, too. So, although the Eagles have been there, they haven't won. So, I think it does matter. I just have to get sacked. But it does matter for sure, I would say. So, him being in the league for so long, what, since 2008, 2009? I think so, definitely. Yeah. If they tie the game up right here, I mean, they're still in a great position for sure.
I think the Eagles knew that this was not going to be an easy fight tonight.
Yeah.
Look, you know, they still got, 2 minutes left in the quarter and another quarter after this. I think this thing is probably going to go down to whoever has the ball in their hand in the last 2 minutes.
I have to agree with you. Yeah. It really, like, they're kicking the Rams are kicking a field goal right now. The Eagles ended up stuffing them. It was a heck of a defensive stand by Philly. The Rams got it. It's 13-13, Rams-Eagles, and I have a feeling that this one's going to go back and forth very similarly to this for the rest of the game. I mean, with the snowing conditions, you're probably not going to see a lot more touchdowns anyways. It'll come down to which kicker can be more consistent, and that's going to be a tough one to gauge. I feel bad for everybody that's gambling in-game, right? Taking those half-game parlays, baby, that would be a difficult bet to take throughout the rest of this one.
Now, look, you don't want to start off the year losing your money. Keep your money in your pockets, okay? Don't listen to Jacob. You're going to be broke, okay? Here's another thing here. Who do the Commanders want to win this game? Who do you want to face? Do you want – I mean, because neither one of these teams are going to be easy to beat if you're Washington, okay? Would you, and you're going to have to go on the road either way. So it doesn't really matter.
I think they would want the Rams. The Eagles played them twice. The Eagles know what they can do a little bit better. There's one thing. One thing is watching film. The other is actually playing them in person, right? Having that experience, matching up against those guys head to head. I think that that's going to add a little extra weight. I think that they would rather play the Rams because they've gone head to head with the Eagles. They split it, right? 1-1, mm-hmm. But you never want to play on the replay.
And your division opponent. Yep. Like I said again. Yeah, that would be a classic division game, though. We don't know who's going to win. I think the Eagles are going to put it off. I did pick the Eagles in this game, even though the Rams have that experience. But so does Jalen Hurts. They've been to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. They have. They have a playoff caliber team. They have a lot of players on that team that are either holdovers from when Jalen Hurts did it, or they've gone the distance with other teams. So, yeah. No, Philadelphia has every tool necessary to make the run. It's just going to be whether or not the fairy tale season for the Rams concludes with them or finishes them, and that's going to be one of the big deals that happen tonight.
Well, they're hanging tough in there. They're really hanging tough. So the Washington Commanders will play the winner of this game next week in the NFC Championship game. So look, folks, next week, let's talk about that, okay? We're going to be down to the final four after tonight. After the Bills and Ravens square off tonight, we will know who the final four is going to be. And there's nothing like AFC, NFC Championship weekend. We're going to be at another place, and we will let you know where that's going to be in the second hour. But, man, the excitement is here. Now, today was the first day that I've actually started reading some of my Super Bowl emails. And, you know, where the parties and things are going to be happening. I do know that Shaquille O'Neal is having a big, 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 big bash near the convention center down in New Orleans. I know that 50 Cent is throwing a big comedy show with Bill Bellamy and some of the other comedians. But the Maxim Party, which is one of the biggest Super Bowl parties, wherever you go, that's a popular party to get into. But the one that I'm trying to get in, and the one that I was invited in many years ago, was the Lee Steinberg party. That party is by invitation only. You know that's Patrick Mahomes' agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Ever since he became Patrick Mahomes' agent, I haven't been able to get in contact with Lee Steiner.
Wild how that works.
As often as I used to be. But when the Super Bowl was in Phoenix, I don't know, what was that, 49, when it was the Seahawks and the Patriots. You remember that Super Bowl.
Yes.
That we're going to just pass the ball on the one-yard line. That yeah. Super Bowl, yeah. Well, I did go to a Lee Steinberg party. That was the last Lee Steinberg party I went to. And it was off the chain.
And see, I've never been to a Lee Steinberg party, but I do follow him on LinkedIn. And the posts are awesome. Always posting cool stuff on LinkedIn. That's my connection there.
Always, man. Lee Steinberg is a very, very nice guy. And that's the party. Of all the other parties, you can buy tickets to go to, but not that Lee Steinberg party. You have to be invited to that party. So a lot of great things going on. They got the NFL experience. Now they call it the Super Bowl experience, where, you know, if you don't have a ticket to the game, you just want to go down to New Orleans and just hang out. And just be around, you know, be in the circle of things. There's going to be a lot of things going on, and we know what happened a couple of weeks ago. But that, you know, that could have happened anywhere. And our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to those people that lost their lives down there. But that city is going to be ready to go come Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and like you said, just to double down on it, thoughts and prayers out to everybody who was injured or had a family member lose their life, or you lost your life, or anything to that effect. Like, thoughts and prayers out to you. That was a terrible thing. But the city of New Orleans will definitely heal, and it will definitely be ready for the Super Bowl, which none of us can wait for.
Oh, yeah, we cannot wait. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but anyway, Eagles are driving, so we should have a score update maybe for when we get into the second hour, all right? So how about we just go ahead and take this break, and when we come back, hour number two of the Mean Gene Show with Jacob Meadows, AJ, all coming from Kristen's Tailgate right here on 97.5 ESPN Houston.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.